Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I hope you're having a happy, happy Easter, and I've got a treat for you. We're going to talk some of the things, blessings we have. We have our mayor here, and we're going to talk about some of the blessings we've had so far this year. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Dwayne, thank you so much for being here, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, and we were talking the other day, and I guess, and you were doing another great job here at the Realtor, the Real Builder deal, giving some awards away, and did a good job. And that's why I said, could you come? Because, folks, this we actually do this on Wednesday, and it airs on Eastern, and Dwayne and I were talking about all the accomplishments and the great things that have happened in the great city of San Angelo, Texas, and the blessings that we truly have had. And you're gracious enough. Would you share those with us on Easter Sunday?
You know, I'd be glad to. And, you know, I think oftentimes we just forget what we've got here in San Angelo, Texas. I was born and raised here. I've not lived here all my life yet, but I have lived here for almost 65 years. And sometimes we don't realize just exactly what we have in this city. But we've got a lot of good things going in San Angelo. There's a lot of positive things going in San Angelo, and too often all we hear are the negatives.
Absolutely.
But we've made some real accomplishments in the last several years. And if you'd like, I'd be glad to share a few of them with you.
Can you think of a better Easter story than that?
I cannot. You know, we're a city that lives together. We work together.
Play together.
We play together. And I think the harmony that we have is something that we've always cultivated. We don't want to happen in San Angelo what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. And when I think of Ferguson, Missouri and the hatred and all the problems going on, I see San Angelo lined up around block one, holding hands and asking the Lord for rain. That is San Angelo, Texas.
And we got it, too.
We got it. And it was a God-sent rain. And that is exactly what I want to promote for my city. As mayor, for the last couple of years, I have strived to do the very best that I can do. And in early 2014, the city council and the city staff got together in a meeting, and we determined what we wanted to accomplish. And we prioritized the things that we needed, and we set five priorities. And the first priority is water, and water will always be a number one priority in our area. And I can tell you right now with a great amount of pride that we can produce 6 million gallons of pure, clean water per day from our Hickory Aquifer. And this is something that we pulled a trigger on this in 2008. It's been a long time coming. But before the Memorial Day rains last year, we were in a position where we were going to depend upon this water to sustain our city.
Dwayne, can I take my hat off to y'all, to you and the whole council? Because I grew up here. I was born here. Well, I'll say Shannon Hospital. It's actually the parking lot of Shannon Hospital now. And since I was a little kid, everybody said, we got a water problem. We got to take care of it. So everybody knew about it, and everybody said we had to do something. But the difference in talking about doing it and doing it are two completely different things. Congratulations to you and your council and your staff for getting it done.
Well, it had to be done, and yes, I am very thankful. And if we get these additional six wells dug, we'll be able to provide 9 million gallons of water. That's almost what we use per day in our wintertime. So this is something that we're going to use it as an emergency system. We're not going to use this water on a daily basis, but we're going to bank it and continue to bank it. And if this drought continues, then we will have water for our citizens. You know, we've also put some engineers together to study wastewater. They're doing this in Abilene and in Wichita Falls and Big Spring. And it's time we do it in San Angelo. This is 7 million gallons of water per day that we could be using in our citizens. We have also allowed an engineer study to determine the feasibility and affordability of capturing some of the rainwater from the Red Arroyo. This is 5,000 acre feet, which is about a third of our annual water supply that we could save for our citizens. So there's a lot of thought. There's a lot of interest. We are looking at many different things. This was part of our priority to secure and ensure water for our citizens, even to the point that we're in a partnership with Abilene and Midland looking for long-term water supplies that will take us into the 21st century. This is something that's very important to us.
Well, we can't live without water.
And we, you know, when that memorial rain came, we were within less than 10 months of being without water. So this is serious.
Well, and folks, just besides we have to have it, think of what's been done here for our economy. Businesses now say, you know what, that's not an issue. We can bring our company to San Angelo, Texas. We can hire people in San Angelo, Texas. We can have growth. We can have more money. We can have better life. We can have all this good stuff if we have water.
We've got to have water.
And we got to have water. Thank you, sir. Thank you from everybody.
It was our council and our staff that did it.
Awesome job.
You know, we've also talked about the streets, and we know that we've got problems with our streets in San Angelo. Angelo, they tell us it's a $150 million problem to repair.
Wow.
We can't do that. We can't borrow that much money. We can't burden our citizens with that type. But what we can do is take it a bite at a time, and that's exactly what we have done. We have authorized a study to determine just exactly the shape of our streets, whether we can fix them with paving or whether we need to mill and overlay or whether we need to reconstruct. And then we're able, when we get this information, to put them in bundles and in groups. And we'll borrow money for a short term. We'll fix that group. We'll pay it off. Then we'll borrow the money for the second group. We'll fix that. We'll pay it off. And by taking gentle bites, we will be able to take care of this $150 million problem in a way that we can live with. Plus, we put $4 million a year, which is four times what we have put in the past, into a street maintenance fund where we can maintain every street in this city on an eight-year cycle. And we've authorized a crew, and we've authorized equipment so that we will be able to do this to protect the streets that we now have, to prevent them from becoming like Bell Street and MLK and Howard and College Hills and many of the other streets we know need a lot of work.
And they do, especially one blessing we've had is we had our oil experience, and we still. And folks, if you think it's gone, you're wrong.
It's not gone.
Drive around a little bit.
The oil is still there.
You know, Fred down before we started the show asked me about the real estate business. I said, folks, let me tell you this: the Standard Times called, so we need some of your ads. I said, our problem is our inventory is down, which means we need more listings, but we're selling them so fast, I don't even have time to put them on our ads. So that's not a bad problem. So when the people tell you that, just drive around and look. That also affects our roads, too.
Yes. Our roads are in bad shape, and they've been in bad shape.
And you have Bell Street, we shipped a lot of cows to producers, I can tell you right now, and that's a lot of work. We also have some heavier trucks going through. We have a lot of new construction. You got the Bentwood Way. You go different areas. You got big trucks going, which they're harder on our roads.
But we now have a plan. We now have it in our capital improvements.
Amen.
We have created a plan, and we are working the plan, and that's something that we have not had in the past. It's come about in the last 2 years with our council and with our city staff working in tandem together to actually accomplish something. And we are accomplishing things in our city.
Well, what I noticed the other night with Patrick Howard, I like Patrick Howard. I think he's going to do a good job.
Patrick's a good man.
I think he is too. But I also noticed this. Y'all are working hand in hand with your staff more than I've ever seen in the past 30 years.
And not only with our staff, but we have reached out to the builders in San Angelo. We've reached out to our real estate people. We have reached out to all groups. We're looking for partnerships in our city. You know, it's not an us and a them. This is 100,000 of us. It's all in the same tub, and we're all going the same direction. And we all need to be working together and respecting each other to make life good for everyone in the city of San Angelo.
No, and I got to tell you one little quick story. I've had real estate offices in other towns. And I will tell you this, our group of realtors, and you got to meet most of them.
Yes.
Like you said, we work hand in hand. We work good together. Our builders, I think we have some of the best builders in
the
world. If you see some of our houses, we have some great houses. And they work good together. We work good together. We help each other. We come together for charities. We come together to help other people. And I think you being at the center of the core is awesome. And I appreciate the way, you know, it's called a culture. And I think the culture that you believe in, I think the citizens of San Angelo believe in.
You know, we proved that it works back when the oil boom hit. We had a housing problem. We had a serious.
Yes.
And look what our builders did. I mean, they started working. And the hotels came. Mm-hmm. The real estate people started working. And it's slowly balancing itself. There's been some hard times. We know that. But we'll work together in a partnership, and we're making these things work.
Keep going. I know this is just the top of the iceberg of what we've got accomplished so far. Oh, you know what? We better take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.